Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick 6 Podcast, CBS NFL Podcast. I'm Katie Mox, here with the OG crew of Will Brinson, Ryan Wilson, and John Breach. Today is our bold predictions show. As always, keep it locked with us all week long for your NFL offseason coverage, but especially this week as we have shows Monday through Friday, including after night one of the draft on Thursday night. Again, Brinson after dark. Always fun. Always a good
terrifying.
Time. Hey,
but hey, what about the fact that we've got John Breach in a casual, soft Pick 6 podcast hoodie, which you can purchase at the Pick 6 podcast store, cbssports.com/whatever. So, I don't know. Google, check the QR code for the app now. So I don't know if that'll work. And somehow he's only the second most relaxed person on the podcast because Ryan Wilson has completely checked out of doing anything other than just mailing in the rest of this draft. Like, you can see it in Wilson's eyes. He's wearing a flat brim cap, a t-shirt. You know, he's got a, how many murder podcasts have you downloaded for this drive to Stanford?
Oh, I actually, Katie, during COVID, I actually was in the studio every Sunday during the season because no one could travel. So the 4.5 hour trip, 9 hours both ways. I listened to 40,000 hours worth of serial killer podcast. And I found out the demographic for Serial Killer Podcast Breach is a bunch of middle-aged white women, me and Prisco.
Here's the thing. By the way,
also the people who watch Below Deck is what that is too.
I like Below Deck as well, first of all, but I don't really aren't listen to a lot of murder mystery podcasts, but every single documentary out there I have seen, serial killers, murder mysteries, you name it.
When I see you in Stanford later, I'll give you an update on what I listen to and whether it's...
What are you going to listen to? I want to know.
Well, man, we got stuff to do. Katie, keep talking. I'll look real quick and see what
We'll have a separate podcast on our favorite murder mystery shows.
Have you done all the Murdahl stuff?
That's 101.
All right, guys. Before we get started, because we only have Wilson for a short amount of time, I thought we could warm up our juices a little bit with some NFL draft trivia. I'm going to ask some questions. They're multiple choice. If you know the answer, go ahead and throw it out. So we're starting off slow here. What year did the first NFL draft take place? Was it 1906?
1936.
Oh, Breach.
Look at Breach.
Before I could even get through on
it. It doesn't count, Katie, because he didn't hit the buzzer. 1936.
Sure, he doesn't know how.
There it is.
Okay.
Breach one, you guys zero.
Breach studied. Go ahead, Katie.
Breach is on it. Breach is on it. Okay, next question. Who was picked second overall after Peyton Manning in the 1998 NFL draft?
Ryan Leaf.
It is Ryan Leaf. Also,
I got Ryan Leaf's autograph somewhere around here.
You didn't get the question right.
Oh,
I was too busy texting Brady Quinn about Todd McShay said on Pardon My Take this morning that Brady Quinn's sister threatened to slap him at the ESPYs red carpet one year. And I didn't want to tweet about Brady's sister without checking with him first.
Hey, listen, so
I texted him. He's like, no, that never happened.
You have a big goose egg. Don't make excuses. Go ahead, Katie.
Okay. Right, before Brock.
Ryan Leaf.
Yeah. Yes. Ryan Leaf. Yes. You got that right. One of the biggest busts in NFL draft history. So good for you. All right. Brock Purdy was awarded the title Mr. Irrelevant in the 2022 draft, but who was the last quarterback to be taken very last in the draft? Was it Tay Crowder, Caleb Wilson, Chad Kelly, or Grant Stewart?
Chad Kelly.
Chad Kelly.
That was me. I'm on the board, baby. No, I beat you.
No, that's a tie. You get half a point.
That was very clear to me.
I think Brooks.
All right. Are you not entertained? Which of the following players was not selected number one overall? Was it Calvin Johnson?
Calvin Johnson.
Dang it. You didn't beep. I beeped.
We'll give Brinson that point. That's his first.
I got two. I'm in the lead, mofos.
You got 1.5 points.
All right. I think it's 1.5 to 1.5 to 1. Fair enough. But you got to buzz in.
These are too easy for you guys. You guys know
buzz in.
Which of the following quarterbacks was not selected before Tom Brady in the 2000 draft? Was it Giovanni Carmazzi, Todd Husek, T. Martin, or Spurgeon Wynn?
Todd Husek.
Todd Husek. Yep.
Yeah, but that one goes to Wilson. He clapped. He beeped.
I knew it. I didn't know we could. I didn't think we could beep in before. Anyway, keep going. Oh, whatever.
Fun fact: Giovanni Carmazzi is a goat farmer right now. Google that. I think that's a real fact. I don't think
who among us isn't a goat farmer, Breach.
That's right. That's classic Breach though. He's like, everyone Google Giovanni Carmazzi, goat farmer, and then Katie's gonna ask the next question. He's gonna get it right and like steal.
Or I have a story that says you'll never believe who's a goat farmer right now, and that's the first thing they'll find.
Am I winning?
That's what I should have been like. Who was drafted? And is now a goat farmer.
2001 NFL draft rumors: : you'll never believe which quarterback is a goat farmer now.
Breach, what's the score? Am I winning or is?
Yes, yeah, sure. It's 2-1.5 to 1.5.
I have two. You have one, Breach. No, I beat you. I beat you, Chad Kelly.
Judges have spoken.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Wilson's a contestant. He's not the judge.
First of all, that's it. That's all of the questions.
Yeah. I just keep it with you. Tell him to bring me my money. Yeah.
All right. So, Ryan Wilson, you are the champ. Although, I do have to... I thought that Wilson had more. I mean, I thought that Brinson had more. I always mix up.
You know what, Katie? Let's give Brinson that question. So he has two. I'll take the loser. Okay. I'll take the one. And Wilson has the two. I have the tiebreaker.
Oh, which good.
Which spot was Jim Breach selected in the 1978 Ooh. NFL draft? Whoever's the closest wins.
I'm going to go Mitch what round?
Number? No, not the round. The overall number.
Oh, gosh. All right. I'm going to go 325.
I will say 156.
Oh, Brinson wins. The answer is 206.
Yes! Money. Give me the money, Jake. Give me the money, please, Jake. Give me that money. It's not going to happen.
All right. That was a tough one. That last one. Good job, Breach. What's there. Okay. Breaker? So we're going to start now with our very bold predictions. And Ryan Wilson, you are on the clock.
That was good, by the way, Kelly. I like that. I like that.
That was good.
I gotta get harder ones for you. That was too easy. I will.
We're just good at the NFL draft.
Yeah, next time we'll do serial killer ones after I go on my road trip.
Well, then I'll win that.
Yeah.
All right, here's my first bold prediction.
We've spoiled Wilson's bold predictions now.
Jeez, Billy. You know what?
How do we leave him off the screen so we can grade him?
Billy, do you know what suspense is?
Billy goes to the movie at the end and then stays for the reshowing of it when it comes on again, so he knows what happens.
First date with Billy. We're going to have three kids, we're getting married, and that's it. And we die.
Billy Buttons, Benjamin Billy. All right, here we go. First one, as you can probably guess, if you know how to read, Breach. Atlanta, the Falcons, the Dirty Birds will draft a quarterback in the first round. I have heard that if C.J. Stroud is hanging around there at 8, they are taking C.J. Stroud. So I'm going to go the Falcons second quarterback.
So we're going to grade these. Are we doing a 1 to 10 or are we doing a letter grade on these?
However you want.
Breach, what do you want to do?
We're a letter grading podcast. I think we go letter grades.
Okay, so the bold prediction is the Atlanta Falcons will draft a quarterback.
In the first round.
At number 8.
At number 8.
And it will probably be C.J. Stroud.
I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you an A minus here.
That's fine.
You will. You will. You're about to take a B plus if you're not careful. I think that you did a good job here of giving yourself several outs because you lean CJ Stroud, but you didn't commit to CJ Stroud. The Falcons taking a quarterback makes total sense. I mean, they have Desmond Ridder and they signed Taylor Heinicke to this bizarre backup contract. There are multiple quarterbacks in this draft class, Will Levis and Anthony Richardson, to me, who would fit what Arthur Smith wants to do at the quarterback position. CJ Stroud also more mobile than people think and extremely accurate, like kind of a Ryan Tannehill type. I think he fits with the Titans, would also obviously fit with the Falcons there as well because you have that sort of player. And yet this Falcons team that is should be desperate for a quarterback because they don't really have one. I mean, like, I'm not buying the Desmond Ridder stuff, has just not been mentioned as a team that's going to draft a quarterback breach. So for me, this is a great job by Wilson to slide in here and steal an obvious quarterback needy team in a bold prediction. It's almost like he's been studying in a serial killer kind of way your moves, Breach.
Breach, I just want to say quickly to Brent's point, it makes sense, but there has been no buzz about quarterback to Atlanta, which I think makes it even boldier.
Well, the student is now the teacher. Clearly, listening to all these serial killer podcasts has paid off for Wilson because now he's coming up with these crazy things that maybe I would even say, yes, I'm going to give it a flat out A. The one thing I do like here is, look, the Falcons were in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes last year. And then for some reason, they dropped out Lamar Jackson for no reason at all. Even
well,
though,
I think there's a reason.
Well, they were saying,
colluding with the rest of the NFL owners not to pay Lamar Jackson.
And they came out and said, hey, look, we trust Desmond Ridder. I don't think they trust Desmond Ridder. I don't know how you can trust Desmond Ridder. There's no track record to trust Desmond Ridder with. So I do think if someone they love, like CJ Stroud, falls in their lap at eight, that it makes a lot of sense. So I like it, Wilson. A. Flat out regular A. No minus involved, like Princeton.
Hey, yo. All right. Are we going through mine because I got to leave, or we're going through, we're going to go around the horn?
We're going.
But do you have to leave at 11:30, or what's your deal?
Yes, I'm not on Brinson time. I'm on.
I was ready to go at 10:30 if we needed to. Well,
I don't have a time machine.
Well, I would say since Wilson has to exit, we go through his predictions first. Yes.
All right. Next one is.
You could call him from the car instead of listening to
could do that. I'm
happy. It's illegal in some states. You know,
it is. Talk on the phone?
In the car? Yeah.
What? You can't talk on the phone?
Breach is actually taking
hands-free. Hands-free, Brinson. Hands-free.
Well, I don't mean like FaceTiming with one elbow on the wheel. I mean like you're on like a Bluetooth. That's fine, right?
On the wheel. He has an Android phone, so he can't FaceTime. So I don't know. What is it called on the Android, Breach?
Serial killer timing.
I mean, they use Google's product, so whatever Google calls it.
Probably Google Meet then. Or
yeah, right. Google something like that. Here's I'll call second. You on it.
All right, yeah, try please that. Here's my second bowl prediction. I don't know if I can outpace myself on the first bowl prediction there. The Pittsburgh Steelers will not only trade up for Paris Johnson, and there's conversation that people are going to have to trade up to number 3 for Paris Johnson if they want him. They are also going to take another offensive lineman in the first 3 rounds. 2 offensive linemen in their first however many picks they have in the 3rd round. Whatever number that is, including Paris Johnson. So it's going to be Paris Johnson and then another offensive lineman in round 2 or 3. They have pick 32, pick 49. I don't know if they have another one after that off the top of my head.
Well, I have the Paris Johnson going 3rd overall to the Arizona Cardinals in my final mock draft. I think Arizona, and I, you know what?
The Cardinals aren't going to take Paris Johnson, but he could go number 3 if you want a little.
Why won't the Cardinals take him?
Because they're going to take someone else, not named Paris Johnson.
Jalen Carter?
No, they are not taking Jalen Carter. They have
Tyree Wilson.
No.
Will Anderson.
If he's there, they'll probably take him. You will do the blown mind emoji when I tell you who I've heard.
Oh.
You want to guess, Breach?
Well, my gambling side wants to kind of know now.
Bijan Robinson?
Christian Gonzalez has been mentioned as
possible. Oh, yeah, I've heard that bandied about. I've heard that bandied about.
Why don't you say it? I just asked you 4 names. You didn't say it once.
You don't have to be a D about it.
I'm back, baby. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of liked Relax Wilson.
All right, continue with the Paris Johnson math that I interrupted.
Well, I was just going to say that, like, I think that I will give you a B.
All right.
Because I think it's going to be a hard one to land, right? The Steelers have to be the team. No, it's bold. I'll give you a B plus. Fine. I'm feeling generous today. I don't know why. I thought I was in a bad mood. Maybe I'm in a good mood. somebody who's Ryan behaving himself. He doesn't have Rick to keep him in check. Yeah. The absolute lack of respect for me, Breach, and Katie here is really on display by Wilson showing up. He's like, I got 5 or 10 minutes for you. Like, doesn't matter. Like, be like, Rick, if Rick's like, hey, Wilson, you're going to give me an hour and a half, like, while you're like rowing a boat to Stanford, Ryan would be like, sure, Rick, what kind of boat should I row? But we're like, hey, Ryan, can you give us 15 minutes? to talk about the NFL draft the 24 hours before it kicks off. He's like, well, I don't know if I can accommodate that.
That is 100% true, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I'm just speaking truth to speaking power to truth or whatever the hell they say.
Truth to power.
Yeah, sure.
Power to truth.
I think so. I'll give you a B now because you've been insulting me nonstop. I think the problem is like the Steelers being the specific team that has to trade up is just so hard to land. Yes, it's bold, but you could have just gone with a team trades up into the top 10 to draft Paris Johnson.
I feel about it.
What's that?
That's how good I feel about it.
I don't think he makes it. Like, what spot did you say again?
They're going to have to get into the 8-ish range.
Okay, yeah. I think his over-under is 9.5, and the under is, like, insanely juiced. Some of these numbers are just pretty wild in terms of the juice that they put on these draft props because they don't want to deal with moving the numbers around and getting middle and all of that. I'll give it a B. I think it's a – I like the construct of Paris Johnson going very early, but – the Steelers being the specific team to move up and get him is very aggressive.
And another offensive lineman goes too. That's even boldier breach.
Peter Skoronski.
I am going to give it a B+.
Yeah,
I
mean, breach.
I like the boldness of the Steelers trading in the top 10. That
he's literally just adding a third of a letter grade onto whatever I do. You do realize that.
Well,
Price is writing me with letter grades.
Yeah, fair. I am. Get out of here, Brinson. I'm still bitter about giving you that half point from the quiz earlier. But what do you have? So you have the Steelers. It would be a huge trade for them to jump up into the top 10. So that is where the boldness comes in because they're picking 17th. You're talking about moving up at least 7 spots, maybe 8 or 9. You guys said the over-under is 9.5. So maybe even more. That'd be a huge jump for the Steelers. The only reason it's not A, though, is because offensive tackle, offensive line is the Steelers' biggest need, and they need to do something in this draft. And taking an offensive lineman in 2 of the first 3 rounds is probably exactly what they need to do. So that part of it, I don't know, is necessarily bold, but the trade-up is absolutely bold. So B+ for me.
Love it. All right, finally, my last one. 7. Not 6, not 8. 7 defensive backs go in the first round, and I'll tell you who those defensive backs are. I don't know what the lines are on those over-unders, Brinson, and you can let us know as we go through this. Christian Gonzalez, Devin Witherspoon, Emmanuel Forbes. What's Emmanuel Forbes' number, Brinson? Do you know? You're muted.
I do not know Emmanuel Forbes' number. I have him going in the first round as well. I'm sure it's on Caesars.
If whatever the number is, if it's under 31.5, I would bang.
He's going in the first round.
I would bang under 31. He's a lock to go in the first round. So I've heard Deontay Banks, Joey Porter Jr., Julius Brents, I heard, has a chance to go in the first round. And then Brian Branch, the safety out of Alabama, gives you 7. So I'm going 7. I think the two guys you have to be sort of wary of that could be borderline, Brian Branch and Joey Porter. I've talked to some folks that think he goes top 10. Other folks think he goes is going to be on the line between first and second.
Do you subscribe to the notion that this is, and I mean, I know you've only covered, like, you've only done, I mean, you've covered the draft for a long time, but, like, you've only been the CBSSports.com junior draft analyst for, you know, what, 3 years?
No, now? This is
4?
Five.
Five?
This might be 4. I started 2018 October, but the 2019 draft, so that's 4.5.
So you started with the Josh...
Daniel Jones.
Oh, Nashville was the first draft.
Daniel Jones, Colorado.
Okay, right. So... 19, 20, 21, 22. So this is 5.
Fifth draft, 4.5 years. Yep.
Yeah. But the point being is like, well, anyway, I don't know what that, I don't know how that math works, but the point being is like, where do you like, don't you think this draft is by far and away the least, like, I know what the F is going on going into the first round?
Oh, for me. Yeah. But that's only because I talk to way more people than I talk to on day one. Not because this draft is easy to predict because I was, that's
yeah, I think you're, no. I think you're hearing more than you did in 2019. 100%. But I'm saying, like, being able to project where guys are going to go in this draft is harder than any draft I personally remember.
Harder, yes, not easier. Yeah, harder.
I would even argue that the doing a mock draft this year is the easiest it's been because you can do whatever the hell you want and nobody can really question it.
No, I've had. Yesterday, I had a scout text me and say, what are you hearing? Because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Wow.
So even teams are like, what's going on? And Rick has said that too before on the podcast. Like, he is actually being in the media the first full year now. He's like, this is just crazy. Like, all this BS going on. Like, when you're in a team, you're just focused on draft meetings and you're not paying attention to the outside noise and you really have no idea what anyone else is going to do. And Chris Ballard actually said that the other day. He goes, whatever you hear now, people are lying. And that is 99.9% true. He goes, we don't know what's going on outside of our building. And that's how it is for every other team. And I do think there's a ton of truth in that. So anyway, seven DBs.
First drafted cornerback, by the way, Christian Gonzalez, plus 220.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's going to be him or Devin Witherspoon, I feel like. But it just depends on what the team is looking for. Yeah,
Witherspoon's minus 300. I don't see a total cornerbacks drafted. It's kind of annoying. The order of these, it's really frustrating when it's like first overall pick, fifth pick, second pick, sixth pick, fourth pick, eighth pick. It's like, please just put the picks in order, man.
I think they actually do that on purpose just for the same reasons they pump oxygen into the casinos and the windows.
I love oxygen.
Just to disorient you. All right, grade the seven DBs in the round one.
You want me to grade first, Brinson? So I can
go ahead. Go ahead. I was trying to figure out the.
Yeah, you know what? Wilson. I'm off the Wilson train for the last prediction. I'm gonna give him a C on this one. Feel like the NFL teams have kind of prioritized defensive backs more. Definitely in the first round, where we've seen more defensive backs drafted in the first round over the past 5 to 7 years. Since 2015, this has actually happened three times where at least seven defensive backs have been drafted in the first round. So I don't think it would be a huge surprise if it happens again. So I'm going to give you a C+.
Wait, what's that number again? How many times?
Three times since 2015. There's been at least seven defensive backs in the first round.
I can't see.
Including last season.
I can't find an eighth. So that would have been bold, but I don't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, eight would have been bold.
All right, fair enough. I'll take it.
Should we up it to eight?
Oh, I got to give
up it to eight. I'll up my grade to a B+.
Well, and it's just 31 picks, not 32 this year.
Oh, so yeah, I mean, Breach. Ooh. You just got math. Oh, you just got the dunk button power.
I'll give you, would a Breach give you a C?
C+.
Yeah, but he can't do math, it turns out.
Well, he gave you a C+. I actually wanted to give you a C-, but I'm going to give you a B- just to price his right Breach on this one and curry favor with Wilson as I'll he, before he, I guess we'll do, are we doing minor breaches next?
Well, you guys can go back and forth if you want, so I can grade one, at least one each.
Yeah, let's do that. Take a break first?
Yeah, before we do that, let's just take a quick break here and do a little promo for our guy, Ryan Wilson. How should you feel about your team's latest draft picks? The With the First Pick podcast is your source for comprehensive draft coverage and pick breakdowns with CBS Sports draft expert Ryan Wilson and longtime general manager Rick Spielman. Ryan and Rick will recap each day of the draft, dishing out winners and losers from all seven rounds. And the draft chatter doesn't stop on Saturday. Stay tuned to the show for team-by-team draft grades and an early look at who your team could be eyeing next year. Download and follow the With the Pick Six podcast wherever you find this one. We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Get breaking news.
Big news coming out of the NFL today.
Highlights and instant reactions.
The largest final round comeback in four championship history. We're down to the final four.
I just want to take time to analyze greatness.
Chalk winners and losers with a guy who's already a big winner.
CBS Sports HQ. It's all sports all day long.
Welcome back to the Pick Six Podcast. If you're not following us on social, go ahead and do that now at Pick Six Pod across all social media platforms. So, Brinson, did you want to go next here with your bold prediction?
Yeah, why don't we alternate and
between
and that way Wilson will get a little grading in.
Yep. And our first predictions are kind of related, oppositely.
Oh, so you've seen mine. So much for the element of
Oh, there's no surprise here. I know Wahlberg.
Really surprised that I'm moving all over the screen.
There we got some pretty.
Hey, y'all.
Whack-a-mole.
All ball bearings these days. And now we're really, okay, getting very disorienting.
All right, let's go. Let's do
so,
it.
My first bold prediction is that, and maybe this is
And Brenton, let's both read our bold predictions, have Wilson grade them both at the same time since these two are kind of directly related.
You want to read them at the same time?
No, like you'll go and then I go before Wilson grade. Although we could do that.
Mine is that only two quarterbacks will be drafted in the top 10, which felt extremely bold, like, I don't know, 4 hours ago. And now it feels like every single mock I see that's coming out has a couple guys dropping out. I know Anthony Richardson, I just saw, had his over under reset from 4.5 to 7.5, which is extremely interesting. People have been pounding the under, or I think people are pounding the under on that. I actually had him going 4 to the Colts in my mock draft. I drafted Will Levis and CJ Stroud in my final mock fall out of the top 10, end up going to both to the 3 quarterbacks drafted in the AFC South. Maybe that should have been my bold prediction. What about yours, Breach?
Yeah, that should have been your bold prediction. Mine is so Brinson's bold prediction is only 2 quarterbacks get taken in the top 10. My bold prediction is almost the opposite of that. I am saying 5 quarterbacks not only go in the first round, but get taken in the top 15.
Ooh. When does Hendon Hooker go on yours, Breach? 12?
Top 15. So maybe
that's how you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, top 15. I don't want to put a specific team on it.
That's fair.
I think there are enough teams there, whether it's the Colts, the Raiders, Ryan, you threw out, maybe the Falcons are a wild card there, the Titans, maybe. And then once you're down to that last quarterback, teams might get a little desperate and think they need to trade up to get Hendon Hooker because they're afraid someone else is going to get him. So once, if quarterbacks start going off the board, then I think that teams will start pressing and thinking, man, we have to trade up and get someone if we want them. And the Raiders are another wild card. We don't think they'll take a quarterback, but what if someone falls in their lap that they weren't expecting? We talked about CJ Stroud possibly dropping. So there's enough teams that need a quarterback that it's at least plausible. That's why it's bold.
So here's the thing. One of the other things I heard recently is that the Raiders might move up to 3 for CJ Stroud. Like that's something that had been conversationalized to
I like gossip words. Wilson the best out of all the world.
So I think, and also something else I heard, which I do not want to repeat because it makes me very sad, is that Patriots might like Will Levis. I heard that. I don't know how much truth there is to that, but they're at 14, so that's inside the top 15. I got to give Breach. I've heard varying things about Hendon Hooker, whether he goes in the first round or not. I've heard teams like him, but you can't find a team that actually will admit on record they like him. But I'm going to give Breach an A+. I think that is crazy. Like, that would be awesome. I think it's bold in the fact that there's probably a 30% chance it happens, maybe less. But I think if it happens, no one would be completely and utterly taken aback because we've sort of heard buzz of that recently. I'll give Brinson like a B+ because I could see that as well. And last year we fell for it. We thought all these quarterbacks are going round one. No one traded up for a quarterback, and only Kenny Pickett went in round one. By the way, people, I invented Kenny Pickett. Don't fall for the idea that Brinson invented that. So I'll give A+, B+. I like them both.
A+.
That's top 15, 5. When's the last time that happened, Breach? You had that in front of you?
The last time top 5 went in the top 15? That has only happened 2 times in draft history. So 2 times that's in bold. 86 years.
Okay. All right. A+ and B+. What's next?
I will go next, and I will say that this is actually really bold.
Ooh. Don't lead with that, and then you under. There it is. Over promise.
With their first round pick, the Las Vegas Raiders will draft a running back.
That's bold. Ooh. At pick 7,
40-1 on Caesars.
All right.
Their first round pick. They can trade up. They can trade down. Whatever.
Okay. No, I like that. All right.
I mean, I'm just pegging them with a running back. I mean, obviously, it's more than likely Bijan Robinson, but Jameer Gibbs expected to go first round.
I don't hate it. Haven't heard it. It on some level, makes sense. They have huge needs at cornerback, but it wouldn't surprise me if maybe Josh McDaniels wanted to help out Derek Carr, wanted to help out Jimmy G.
Hey.
Because Katie dumped him already, so he needs some
help. He's over my shoulder.
Don't forget. Do you know who the first pick that Josh McDaniels ever made in the draft with the Denver Broncos was?
No, Sean Moreno.
Bing, 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 bing. Tim Tebow is actually the second pick of the second draft.
So I like this one too, Brenton. The one reason I really like it is because, look, the Raiders offense was mostly functional last year because of Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs clearly going in his franchise tag year. If the Raiders don't want to pay him 10, 11, 12 million, which is probably what he's asking for, how do you fix that? You bring in a guy that's going to cost you a lot less, and that is anyone in the draft. And McDaniel's offense needs a running back to, you know, as we saw last year, kind of function. You get Robinson in there, and he is a lot cheaper than Jacobs, and you're not taking a huge step down in talent, if any at all.
You guys want to hear a fun fact about Bijan Robinson? Yes. So we talked to him yesterday, me and Rick, with the first pick, YouTube Shorts, whatever it was. And I asked him what was one of his most memorable high school moments. And he said his junior year against a high school team called, I think it was called Desert's Edge, doesn't matter. He said he rushed for only 98 yards, had three fumbles, and he said that made him very angry. His senior year, how many yards and how many touchdowns do you think he rushed against that very same team?
4 million.
212 and four.
All right, 212 and four. Do you want to guess anything less than 4 million, Brinson? You're going to stick with that?
I will guess 361.
All right, how many touchdowns did he score?
9.
All right, Katie, you want to guess?
I will say 10 touchdowns.
In one game? Sweet Jesus.
Oh, with one game?
Yeah, in one game against the same team.
I'll say 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And 200 yards.
So against the same team that held him to 98 yards and 3 fumbles his junior year, his senior, he rushed for over 400 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Jeez.
So that's where you're getting in Bijan Robinson. He also wants to act, Breach. He's like you. He wants to be in the films when he's done.
I'll hook him up. I'll get him in the next Fast and the Furious movie.
All right, give me your bold prediction, and then I'm going to moonwalk out of here.
Oh, here it is. My last bold prediction before Wilson leaves is that there will be a huge trade in the first round involving a big name. And obviously, most people would have thought that would have been Aaron Rodgers, but he's not on. He's gone. That's done. We saw the A.J. Brown trade last year. We saw the Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown trade last year, both happening on the opening night of the draft. I'll throw out some names. DeAndre Hopkins, Ryan Tannehill, Dalvin Cook, Austin Eckler. Maybe we see Trey Lance, Jerry Jeudy. I just think a huge name will be traded on the opening night of the draft that will shock everyone.
So those are the names. Like, I need to make sure that, you know, Justin Tucker, actually, that would be a huge name if he got traded. But if the Steelers trade.
Jerry Jeudy getting traded would be a big deal.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure.
That's like somewhere in between A.J. Brown and Hollywood Brown.
No, I want to make sure Breach doesn't try to backdoor it with like the third string punter for, you know, the Titans or whatever, because that's something he would say.
Special. Hey, that punter just broke an all-time NFL record that stood for 80 years.
See, there it is. All right. No, I like that.
Lamar Jackson. Maybe your boy Mac Jones gets traded so the Patriots can take Will Levis.
That would be a huge deal. And I would be very, I'd be sadder than when I had to get the tattoo. Oh, by the way, Katie.
Yep.
And John Markle, pointing out Derrick Henry. Sorry.
Well, one, I'll see you in the studio tonight. I cannot wait to see that snippy. Okay,
but I think we have one bold prediction left. So, like, Wilson, why don't you just hang out for the break? I'll give my last bold prediction.
All
of us in the whole show, and you'll be departing 3.5 minutes later than you would plan, right, which you probably built in because you're doing a podcast with me.
Let's go to break.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pick Six Podcast. I'm Katie Mox, here with Ryan Wilson for one more minute. and Will Brinson and John Breach. If you are not already, remember to like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube page and keep it locked with us all week long for all your draft and NFL offseason coverage. The last bold prediction, Wilson, Brinson, Brian, like, Jesus, what is your name?
Brian, Billy, Bobby. You know,
and Breach.
Breacherson.
Yep.
What,
Brinson, go first.
Wait, what was that last bold? What was Breach's last bold one? Did I get the
There's going to be a big name traded on draft night.
Oh, I get that.
And the commenters, real quick, throwing in some other big names that go down. Derrick Henry, Jonah Williams with the Bengals. There are a lot of candidates for something big to happen.
I'll give that a C minus because I think that it's probably going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, I like
that. I don't think it's that bold.
Oh, okay.
I think veterans being traded. Well, actually, I'll give it a C plus because I think Breach is a B minus. Actually, I'm going to upgrade it to B minus, a full letter grade up. And here's why: this is a very Breachian move, very wise of him. He's getting ahead of what is going to be a clear NFL trend moving forward, where veterans like high value, especially fantasy football guys, right? Like Jerry Jeudy getting traded on the first day of the NFL draft, I would much rather have Jerry Jeudy and give him a contract than whatever wide receiver is available in the first round.
All right, you gave me your grade. Let's go. You don't like it. I get it, but I got to go. C plus, I gave an A. I liked it. What's your next one, Brinson?
I gave him a B minus, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to keep you around as long as possible.
Well, I'm gonna hang up. We've been
hang up. No, we've already made it through the break. You can't leave until we finish.
One more. Let's go.
Four score. And
I've known
my final one, Drew Sanders goes top 10.
Oh, that's enough. Only because it's not going to happen.
Why? I love Drew Sanders. I'd go to the Eagles just to spite Billy and Deebo.
I love him too, but he is, I don't think he's going. If he goes top 10, I will change it retroactively.
You have to tweet out like, Brent, I'm wrong. Brinson's a genius.
Oh no, I'll 100% do that.
He'll get Drew Sanders' jersey number added to his Snoopy tattoo.
Yeah, you get Drew Sanders on the other side. By the way, Katie, make sure Wilson tells you about how the fact that he got the Snoopy tattoo and then like, because he lost something happened. And then he's like, you know what? I need another tattoo. And immediately went out and got a second tattoo, which is a little weird.
They're addicting.
Yeah.
He's addicted to tattoos.
There it is. All right. Breach, grade that one and then give me yours.
I give Brinson a B because it's crazy, but if it happens,
it's not gonna happen.
Okay, then I give it a C.
Why can't it happen?
Because no one's gonna take him with the first 10 picks. That's why.
I don't think anybody knows who the first 10 picks are gonna
You go. Are saying that Drew Sanders is going ahead of CJ Stroud.
Yes.
That would have been perhaps more palatable.
There's your bold prediction. Let's switch it.
Yeah.
No.
My other one was CJ Stroud falls out of the top 10. So I don't know what to say.
All right, go ahead, Britt Breach.
My final bold prediction, of course, is special teams related, and that is...
I also swear that you said your last one was your final one.
Well, he said before me, then
before
you
Wilson
me
was going to leave, but then you talked him into staying, so really now this is my final one. So here it is.
Again.
There will be no place kickers selected in the draft this year.
Huh.
There has been... That's only happened once in the past 10 years where there are no kickers drafted. I feel like teams are getting away from drafting kickers. We've only seen one kicker drafted in each of the past two drafts, Evan McPherson 2 years ago, Cade York last year. And it feels like teams like the idea of signing these guys in undrafted free agency after the draft rather and kind of getting the pick of the litter rather than committing money to a guy who might not make their roster. So I am going to say no kickers.
Get drafted. Breach. But you're not saying, because I think the Michigan State punter has a really good chance of getting drafted.
This does not include punters. Punters, I think Bryce Berenger, Rutgers punter, his name is
a slap in the face to NC State's Chris Dunn.
Tell Chris Dunn, I am sorry. Adam Korsak is the Rutgers punter. I think he gets drafted. I think at least two punters will be drafted, zero kickers.
I can't remember whichever one that I was watching at the Senior Bowl because I wasn't paying attention to the punters. I think it's a Michigan State kid who can actually, he had a huge leg when they were messing around.
Yeah, Berenger, I think, will.
I'm gonna give you a C, but the C minus I meant to give you on the last one. I think you're ahead of a trend here again, but you're insulting NC State. So that's a C minus for me. Breach.
I'll make up for it. It'll average out. I'll give you an A on that.
Your grading is absolute crap, dude. You're dumping on my bold predictions and giving Breach A's for
no. I gave you an A on your first bold prediction. I like that.
They just went downhill.
I got one bonus one.
Brinson and Breach have been kind of at each other's throats today.
That's true. I got one bonus one.
Hold on.
There will be no trades in the top five of the NFL draft.
No. Maybe. I don't know. I'll give that B plus. I don't hate
on the clock. On the clock. Doesn't count if it happens before the draft.
Oh, I was like, on the clock. How much is going to do it? Yeah. Right.
There's only been two of them since 2013.
Yeah, but last year, I think the issue becomes, I don't know if Houston's going to trade out of two, and I don't know what's going to happen. I think three is the best chance for someone to come up and get Paris Johnson, but if the Cardinals want Christian Gonzalez, for example, that could be interesting. Are you going to say something, Breach?
The Seahawks, they love the trade. They're at 5.
Ooh, point.
I mean, it's completely plausible. As Brinson said, it doesn't happen as often as you might think it would happen. So I like that prediction.
All right, Katie, I will see you.
It happens a lot pre-draft, but it doesn't happen quite as much during the draft. It's just hard. It's expensive to move up.
Katie, I will see you in 6.5 hours.
And yes.
Brinson and Breach.
You know they make airplanes, right?
Yes. Yeah, but it would take me just as long to get there.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. We got to see
Wilson
on HQ later tonight. Make sure you join us tomorrow night to recap the first round of the 2023 NFL Draft. And of course, remember to like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube page. If you're listening to audio only, download, follow, leave a 5-star review, and tell your friends to listen and watch the pod. And you can catch Wilson and I on HQ at 6 p.m. We'll see you then.
A very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.